The new movie, Vincent and Theo, is based on the lives of Vincent van Gogh and his brother. It's directed by Robert Altman, whose films include McCabe and Mrs. Miller, MASH, and Nashville. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
Vincent and Theo begins in a way that seems all too inevitable. The recent auction of Vincent van Gogh's painting Sunflowers at Christie's for $40 million. But as we hear the price go up and up and up, the scene shifts back a century to Van Gogh's garret, where Vincent, played by Tim Roth, is lying on a bed biting on his pipe. You can see that his teeth are rotten and that his eyes are on fire. And the way he bites that pipe is so full of tension and resentment and violence that you know immediately that this isn't going to be the saintly moondog Vincent celebrated in the Don McLean song. This is Van Gogh the misfit, pitiable maybe, but also intolerable, venomous, so consumed with himself and his art that he can neither love nor receive love. A genius, yes, but a horrifying one. The story of doomed Vincent and his loyal brother Theo is a familiar one, but Robert Altman, in his best film since the 70s, makes it gripping all over again. He takes us inside the labyrinth of Van Gogh's madness, and what we find at the center is a kind of sacred monster, a crazed painting machine, too intense to do anything except create art and destroy himself. His brother, the art dealer Theo, played by Paul Reiss, loves him without liking him, and you can hear what he has to put up with in scenes like this one, in which Vincent moves into Theo's Paris apartment.
I want to know what's been going on here when I've been away.
Look, what is the point of Paris? What is the whole point of Paris? It's to talk to people, it's to meet people, it's to talk to other artists.
I think you'd better go to bed. And don't you tell me there's no market for my work. It's your job to make a market. If you can sell Carl, you can damn well sell me.
For Theo, Vincent is like a demiurge, a kind of holy Mr. Hyde to his Dr. Jekyll. Theo can feel Vincent inside him. Vincent is the part that he knows is great, but also the part that drags him down, way beneath the bourgeois respectability he aspires to. In some ways, the movie reminds me of David Cronenberg's eerie Dead Ringers. It's about the dangerous and inexplicable bonds of brotherhood. But it's about a lot more besides. Subtly and without pushing, Altman brings you inside Vincent's way of seeing, and the movie's very texture bumps you along between agony and ecstasy. There's gorgeous cinematography by Jean Lepine, and a terrifying, weirdly appropriate modern score by Gabriel Yared. As Theo, Paul Reiss spends a lot of time twitching when he ought to be acting. But the rest of the cast is very fine, especially Tim Roth, who gives a tortured, fearless performance as Van Gogh, and Vladimir Yordanov, who's all graceful arrogance as Gauguin. It almost goes without saying that since this is a movie about an artist and an art dealer, it is also a movie about the contentious brotherhood of art and commerce. But what Altman gets at is the way that contention seeps into an artist's soul. What happens to a painting machine, whose paintings no one wants to buy or even see? What happens when he's forced to believe in himself as arbitrarily as he believes in love or God, without confirmation, without a shred of proof? This is a dark, gorgeous, difficult movie, and a brave one. Altman has taken one of our weariest, most worn-out artistic myths, the story of poor Vincent van Gogh, and he's breathed it hellishly back to life.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.